Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2285. Should you save more for retirement or pay off debt first? By Mark Dennis with financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. This is the podcast that brings you some of the world's best content covering personal finance 7 days a week, including holidays. Now let's jump right into another post and start optimizing your life. Should you save more for retirement or pay off debt first? By Mark Dennis with financialfinesse.com. This is a common question posed to financial planners and advisors. Should I save more for retirement or pay off debt first? Even well-known personal finance pundits disagree on this one. Mathematically, this is a fairly simple question to answer. Behaviorally, however, actually taking action and sticking with the plan, approaching this question can be much more difficult. Let's assume you sat down recently and reviewed your monthly budget. During that exercise, you were happy to discover that you have a couple hundred extra dollars available each month. You now face the happy dilemma of deciding what to do with those dollars. Your basic options are simple, of course. You could spend it, you could save it, or you could pay off some debt. What the experts say. As I mentioned, even seasoned financial pros disagree as to the exact approach to take when deciding between paying off debt or contributing more to retirement savings. What we all agree on, however, is the importance of having and staying with a definite plan to pay off expensive consumer debt in a timely fashion. For example, personal finance radio personality Dave Ramsey recommends not even bothering with retirement savings at all until you first pay off all consumer and student loan debt, but it's okay to carry a low interest rate mortgage. Once you become debt-free, he then suggests redirecting 15% or more of your income towards retirement savings. He's a bit of a lone ranger in that opinion, though. Almost every other personal finance expert recommends more of a balanced approach, such as contributing to your employer's retirement plan at least up to the percentage they will match, regularly setting aside cash into an emergency fund every pay period, and paying off consumer and student loans, either in descending order according to interest rate or ascending order according to balance, that is, pay off the small balances first. Which is better? We could spend hours standing around the water cooler debating the pros and cons of each approach, and financial planners often do. The important part is to pick a strategy, any strategy, and then stick with it. Briefly, though, let's consider the upside and downside to these strategies, including some practical armchair psychology that might help you determine which method best fits your personal preferences. The mathematical approach. If the purity and logic of a straight mathematical approach appeals to you, then the solution to the debt versus savings dilemma is probably fairly clear. Do both. Here's how. Retirement savings. Contribute at least up to the maximum match percentage in your employer's retirement plan. This will capture an instant and guaranteed return on your investment, and you won't feel as if you're missing out on a benefit by not participating. If you prefer a side-by-side comparison, CalcXML provides an online calculator to help you compare the after-tax return on investing with the after-tax cost of debt. Debt payoff. With respect to your debt payments, the strategy is also quite straightforward. Pay the minimum required monthly amount on all debts to keep them current, of course. All available additional dollars from your budget, after retirement plan and emergency fund contributions, goes to the highest interest rate debt until it's fully paid. We call this the debt blaster approach, and it is by far the quickest way to eliminate your debt. However, it may not be the most satisfying from an emotional or psychological perspective. Consequently, there's the risk that you may not stick with it long enough to fully get yourself out of debt. If this could be a concern for you, listen on. The psychological approach to debt. According to research, the purely mathematical approach to paying off debt may not be the best approach for everyone. Paying off the smaller balances instead, regardless of the interest rates being charged, seems to provide greater motivation towards sticking with a debt repayment strategy. Mathematics aside, what you do or don't do ultimately determines your success or failure. Intuitively, most of us understand that breaking up a large task into smaller bites makes it easier to accomplish. The same is true when it comes to getting out of debt. Maybe Dave Ramsey is onto something with this approach. Consider going for the short-term win and the relatively quick sense of satisfaction to fuel your motivation towards paying off all your consumer debt. The psychological approach to retirement. The psychology behind successfully saving for retirement is a bit more complex. Unless you're far along in your career, retirement can seem far away and abstract. This adds more urgency to immediate needs and problems like getting out of debt, paying for the kids' college, or buying a house, all goals with more immediate gratification tied to them. Furthermore, people often struggle to fully understand how compound growth works, which leads us to underestimate how much our savings could potentially grow. Perhaps worse, our difficulty with compounding leads us to also underestimate the cost of waiting, making that option appear much too attractive and fostering procrastination. Overcoming the barriers. An effective way to combat these psychological savings barriers is to make retirement more tangible by giving ourselves a monthly savings target. Generally speaking, if you're saving enough money from each paycheck to replace approximately 80% of your pre-retirement income once you retire, you're very likely on track with your retirement savings efforts. Use the retirement estimator calculator to see how your current savings measure up. If there's a substantial gap, the calculator can help you see how much additional you need to contribute to your retirement plan at work or to an individual retirement account, or perhaps both. The best approach? What motivates you? Now that you've examined different perspectives of this debt versus investing issue, what do you do with this knowledge? It's not what we know that ultimately matters. It's what we choose to do. Consider taking a best of the best approach. Number one, contribute to your employer's retirement plan at least up to the maximum amount they will match. Free money is free money, and nothing beats a guaranteed return on your investment. And number two, go for the small, quick win and pay off your smallest credit card and consumer loan balances first. That's one less bill to pay each month, and having one less bill just feels good. With modest apologies to all of my math teachers, math just never felt quite that good. Use those good feelings of accomplishment to help motivate you to stay on track and hammer away at the next debt on your list until you kill that one too. If you have two debts with similar balances, then focus on pouring additional dollars into the debt with the highest interest rate. Take advantage of both mathematics and psychology to help dig your way out of debt and land firmly on the path towards financial independence. You just listened to the post titled, Should You Save More for Retirement or Pay Off Debt First? By Mark Dennis with financialfinesse.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I like to say that wealth is built in the gap between your income and your expenses. When you're monitoring your inflows and outflows closely, you have awareness of your gap and you can work towards growing the gap. This article is focused on how you deploy the gap between cash savings or an emergency fund, investing, and paying off debt. When I was getting out of 30 grand of debt when I was 28 years old, I stopped contributing to my 401k. In retrospect, this was a less than optimal approach because I lost out on my employer match. But money management is as much about psychology as it is about math. I got out of that 30 grand of debt in less than a year because taking those drastic measures motivated me. I wouldn't recommend this approach to others, and if I could do it over again, or if it was going to take me longer to get out of credit card debt, I wouldn't stop contributing to my 401k. But I share this with you because personal finance is personal. And even if you're not making the most optimal choice, it's still better than not trying at all. When it comes to deciding if you'll pay down debt or invest, the interest rate on your debt is a huge consideration. If you have credit card debt, you gotta have a sense of urgency about it. After you contribute enough to get your employer match on any retirement investments, throw as much money as you can at paying off this high interest debt. Focusing on investing while you have credit card debt is like painting your living room while your garage is on fire. Go deal with the fire first. So that concludes another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks always for joining. Have a great rest of your day. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.